featured a nighttime Easter egg hunt where participants had a chance to win awesome prizes. Tonight, the Decatur City Council will decide which options the city will pursue for the public library parking lot. Three options are being considered. One that costs about $400,000 and would last 7 years. One that costs about $900,000 and would last for 30 years. And one with a $1.3 million price tag that would feature green space and other aesthetic amenities to tie in with the city's downtown streetscape project. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
A frustrating morning at airports across the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, all because of a computer problem. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains live.
Well, Dave, it's been resolved now, but it caused issues with flight planning and has left behind residual problems. More than 2,000 flights delayed this morning. It affected the airlines that use the AeroData system. That includes Southwest, United, Delta, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. Airports seeing delays include Chicago, New York, Boston, Atlanta, Miami, and Detroit. Flying today, the FAA recommends checking with airlines directly for those flight updates, Dave.
That's on you. President Trump just tweeted about the border, days after threatening to close ports of entry with Mexico, he wrote, "We have a major national emergency, and Democrats working with Republicans in Congress can fix asylum and other loopholes quickly." Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says he's not bluffing, and here's why.
4,000 migrants apprehended in one day recently. We're on track this month for close to 100,000. We have never seen a surge like this.
Now, Democrats maintain it's a manufactured crisis, and closing the border could hurt the economy. Nearly half of all imported U.S. vegetables come from Mexico. 40% of our imported fruit. In South Carolina,
amazing,
a candlelight vigil last night for Stephanie Josephson, a University of South Carolina student found murdered over the weekend after police say she got into a car thinking it was her Uber ride, but it wasn't, and the driver activated backseat child locks. Nathaniel Rowland was later arrested, now charged with kidnapping and murder. In Los Angeles, their morning Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle. He was shot outside a clothing store he owns yesterday. Police believe it could be a gang-related murder. There's an update on the economy showing we did less shopping last month. Retail sales fell 0.2% with declines at grocery and clothing and department stores. But on Wall Street, there could be some big gains. Dow futures up more than 200 points before the opening bell this hour. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Michael Avenatti will be back in federal court today across the country from New York, where the high-profile lawyer was charged and released on bond in a separate case last week.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is due to appear in a Los Angeles federal court today to answer to charges he committed both bank and wire fraud, that he took money intended for his clients to use himself, and that he used forged tax documents to hide other funds. This in addition to charges faced in New York for allegedly extorting athletic wear company Nike for multiple millions of dollars. Avenatti became infamous as a quite verbal lawyer representing an adult film star claiming to have had an affair with President Trump. Avenatti also faced arrest earlier this year for domestic abuse, but those charges were dropped. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A year from now, if you buy groceries or anything else at a store in New York, you won't be asked, paper or plastic. The state legislature has approved a plastic bag ban, and paper bags could cost you a nickel. Now, plastic bans are banned across Hawaii already. There are restrictions in California, too, and starting today in Oregon's capital city.
In a place like Los Angeles, for example, you can still get plastic bags for your groceries, but they're the thicker kind, not those flimsy, easily torn ones. Well, in Salem, Oregon, they have a ban going into effect today that says no plastic bags at all at large retailers. Bring your own reusable ones or get a paper bag. The ban impacts stores larger than 10,000 square feet until September, when smaller stores will have to comply as well. There will be exceptions, like putting prepared foods in plastic, More than a dozen other cities in Oregon have already approved similar rules, and lawmakers are considering plastic bag and straw bans for the entire state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
College basketball's Final Four is set. Michigan State knocked off top-ranked Duke 68-67. Auburn beat Kentucky 77-71 in overtime. Auburn, Michigan State, Texas Tech, and Virginia now the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour, so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 50 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 34. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61. It is 30 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 1st edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We'll recap our election endorsements. We'll give you a chance to win, final chance to win, countdown to opening day with Heinkels, and tell you about hair, which is coming to Milliken. It's all now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, and it is April Fool's Day. We have quite a bit to get to here for a last hour. We'll tell you about some of the cast members from Hair coming in. Was it Let the Sun Shine In? Is that the song I'm thinking?
I thought that was like the reprise of
Aquarius.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ending. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Are you a fan of hippies? Is a hippie culture something you can relate to at all?
No.
You're Roma.
Yes.
I would say that's sort of hippie-ish.
Not that kind of hippie.
Mm.
Gypsy is one thing. Hippie is another.
What would be the difference for you? To me, neither one involves showering much, like when you're moving around.
Stop.
I'm just saying it's a kind of a move-around lifestyle.
It is. It is a transient lifestyle. Hippies don't necessarily have to be transient. They can be communal.
Or communal.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I don't. I just, it's a thing that might as well be Martian to me. I think there's people that look like pictures of Woodstock and go, oh, if I could have only been there. And I think, man, how far away could I get? And that's just, I'm not saying my way is the right way, by the way. I'm just saying I've never been able, even the peace symbol itself. When you see the peace symbol, what do you think of? What pops into your head?
If you want my honest, okay. Our trainer, Molly.
Yeah.
She loves the peace sign.
Yeah.
I also think about there was a period in the 90s that this kind of came back, like hippie dresses, bell bottoms came back.
When?
It was like a period in the 90s. And I don't know. I remember like fashion was kind of like, oh, it's really cool to have like hip hugging bell bottoms. And you wore like this kind of stuff. And it was a big Halloween costume. And I was over it. I didn't like any of it.
I think my problem with
tie-dye was really big.
I think my problem with any sort of counterculture is that you're really not being counterculture. You're just following along. Does that make any sense that a counterculture is in and of itself
should be counterculture? Not
I got to fall into these rules because now you're just now another clique in the culture, right? And I know that it comes from, do you know where the word hippie comes from?
No, I actually don't.
Hipster.
Hipster?
Yeah. Originally the Beatniks.
Oh,
you remember
no.
the Beatniks?
The Beatniks, yes. They were annoying.
And then that sort of birthed the sort of hipster term, which then came to be hippie. Very different in what was going on in Greenwich Village versus Haight-Ashbury. So East Coast, West Coast. And a journalist with the San Francisco Chronicle sort of coined the hippie phrase in modern vernacular, covering that counterculture in the 1960s. And so, Beat Generation, Beatniks, hippies, hipsters, San Francisco, marijuana, LSD, mushrooms, an altered state of conscious sexual revolution. Sounds fun, right?
Ugh.
If we could just put shower in there. Just shower. Could we just put shower in there?
It sounds stinky. Like literally.
Stinky. Yes. So the Monterey Pop Festival, Woodstock, those are sort of like kind of like the moments that we remember. The Aquarius Festival, that happened in Australia, I believe. It was going on elsewhere in the world, not just here.
No, it wasn't just us.
So do you think are we going through that moment of counterculture today on the areas that we were talking about earlier with like college campuses and all the new term? Isn't it its own counterculture, which, by the way, is just as annoying because it's sort of like there all of these rules you have to follow and you got to think in groupthink way is not counterculture.
No, and you know, that's the dangerous thing of what it's looking like. It is not counterculture. It isn't against the authority. It actually seems to be
the
more
authority. It wants to be the authority.
Yes.
But don't you think that's the same way that the hippies were too? The difference is that I think most people back then, you were just thought of as short-haired or long-haired. It was us versus them. And I think people are much more open-minded today, yet the counterculture is much more authoritarian today.
Yes, yes. It was kind of believed, okay, you be you. It's cool, man.
Right.
Now it's like, what do you think you're doing? You have to be like us.
Yeah, counterculture today is very much authoritarian.
Very.
So how can it be counterculture?
It's not. They just want to call themselves that.
Okay.
We were so counterculture before counterculture was a thing.
I get it. I don't know. Does anyone know what the peace symbol? I mean, where did that come from? Do we know?
No. Let me see if I can look that
no,
up.
No, I. You always say that. It's like.
I thought you were looking that up before, so.
No, I'm wondering where it started. I mean, the internationally recognized peace symbol. It was evidently a nuclear disarmament symbol. Does that make sense?
Okay.
They used to use a dove and an olive branch. And then there was a peace symbol popularized by Pablo Picasso after World War II. In the 1950s, the peace sign, as it is known today, was designed by Gerard Holtham as the logo for the British Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. Interesting. When would that have been? Late 50s, early 60s. So it's not all that old. Yet it is universally understood, right? I mean, is that what other symbols out there are as universally known as the peace symbol? And is the peace symbol really a peace symbol if it was literally a symbol that was for a campaign for nuclear disarmament? How did that end up being sort of the universal peace symbol?
It's a good question. You know, I mean,
it's simplistic. What other symbols are still out there? What's another identifiable, recognizable, you see it, everyone sees it, you all know, the Rolling Stones lips?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is
Most
that
people
universal?
Know what that is, yes.
Yeah, you don't have to put Rolling Stones next to it. You just sort of, you know that. What else is still out there? The yin and yang?
Yin and yang. You know, skull and crossbones.
Ask our young one there if she knows what the yin and yang is.
Do you know what the yin and yang is?
It's a little circle with like one white, one black. Am I right with that?
Yeah, as you are, kind of. I'm not sure it's universally understood.
No.
It's recognizable.
I would say skull and crossbones, poison, danger.
Not the pirates.
No.
But the one that's like, yeah. radiation, whatever.
Yeah.
Poison. Yeah. What else?
Handicap parking.
Okay, that's a sign. Signs are supposed to be understood because you read the sign.
You're supposed to know.
I'm talking about, so the hippies didn't get the peace symbol. I mean, so that's something lasting that they put forth.
That's their journey.
What else came out of that generation? What good came out of that in the world?
Music?
Okay, but the music would have been there anyway. The music wasn't created by hippies. The music was created by people that were in music, and then the hippies liked it. So, I mean, I don't know that they get to take credit for that. I mean, Jimi Hendrix wasn't a hippie.
I mean, I'd say acid, but that's probably...
No, the drugs were also, maybe, I don't know. What else came
LSD,
out of the piece?
LSD, if you know.
What else did hippies provide the world? Would you have been a part of it had you been alive at the time to be the age to be a part of it?
I don't know if I would.
You were in San Francisco. Well, you went to San Francisco as a young person.
Yes, I did. It was, you know... Right, like at the height of grunge, so it was a little different.
A little different than flower power.
Yeah. I mean, and there was definitely people that kind of make the pilgrimage to, you know, areas and...
Yeah.
That was just Haight-Ashbury and, you know, the...
But don't you think that the people, like, let's say businesses there hated it with a bunch of people with no money just running around with dirt and...
I bet they hate it now.
Huh?
That's all it is.
What?
It's, I mean, just the homelessness is...
Well,
just,
that's everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, just out of control in San Francisco. It was then.
Would you have been more in line with the beatniks or the beat generation? They at least were reading poetry.
I don't know. I don't think I would.
And Allen Ginsberg, nothing like that in you at all?
I don't think so. I never really understood the beatnik thing.
I really never understand. I've never understood movements, to be honest with you.
You would not be a part of a movement.
I think the very idea that you're a nonconformist by being a part of a movement contradicts itself.
It does. And I think I could get behind probably one movement.
What would that be?
If they tried to bring prohibition back.
Oh, you mean, would that be a movement like the anti-prohibition
folks? I would
do
whatever it took.
Yeah. Early hippies, 1958 to 1966. I was reading the whole thing. We got to go down to we need to go back to the hippie memorial. It's in Arcola, right?
Yes, it is Arcola.
And how did that start again?
It was a resident that just loved hippie culture and wanted to, was kind of hippie himself and wanted to celebrate it. And so... He commissioned it. And
no, wait a minute. I think you've got that wrong.
I do not.
You're not just making that up?
I'm not. I remember reading the sign.
Okay. And it was a hippie memorial that was... Okay, hang on a second. I've got the history here. I'm looking at Arcola. Was it Bob Mumma?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for the actual description itself of the... Because this is broom... Country, right?
Yes.
This is where they do the big broom. That's where we were last year for
and
the broom festival.
Yes, broom corn, which is actually a plant.
Okay.
In which they make brooms.
And then in the middle of this, kind of Amish, I mean, it's a strange place for a hippie memorial. Right?
It's just in the middle of it. It is. Because you've got the quaintness of Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy.
That was also the birthplace of the guy who created Raggedy Ann and
yes.
Raggedy Andy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then you also had the lawnmowers, which is the whole thing that Dave Barry participated in.
The lawn rangers.
Okay. But they push lawnmowers.
Yes. Or brooms or rakes. I mean, they have all kinds of things. It's a.
By the way, they had Clayton Moore there in 1980 as the grand marshal of their parade because they were named the Lawn Rangers after the Lone Ranger. This little town's got some quirky.
It's definitely. And then they're also known for their wall dogs.
That's the art project, mm-hmm. Yes. So it is, do you feel like it's like one of those towns like you find generally in Georgia or the South where they're like just really odd people? Like not in a bad way.
Oh, yeah.
Like Savannah
or
something?
I've lived in those towns, in Georgia in particular. What's wrong with them? Oh, that's just Mabel.
Uh-huh.
That's just what she is.
I think that's a very interesting thing, Arcola. And I'm trying to find the history of the hippie memorial. Did you even know it was there?
No. In fact, I think we kind of were going around checking out, doing day trips, daycations or whatever, where we just go out and find these places. And I think we had Googled just Arcola, and that's where she said, they've got a hippie museum.
Not a museum, a memorial.
A memorial. And we had to check that out.
Okay, the world's only, evidently, according to Wikipedia, hippie memorial created by Bob Mumaw. He died in 1998. He worked as a railroad clerk and tax assessor, so he didn't fund this. He built it.
Built it, okay.
But did not like either job. He was an eccentric, independent artist with strong beliefs. He was able to give voice to his feelings, passions, and opinions through his art and the writing on the side of the buildings. He created the 62-foot-long artwork starting in 1992 to say something about his life and the era during which he lived. A nearby marker gives an interpretation of his work. So it was created by a long-term Arcola resident. But it is a pretty cool piece.
It is. It's got, I mean, it's colorful.
All right.
Kind of eccentric.
Can we get the Let the Sun Shine In coming back? I got to get in the mood to talk to the folks coming in from Hair. When was the last time you watched Hair? I mean,
it's been a while.
When did the movie come out? Do you remember the time? You probably weren't old enough to remember, like, that time, like, when Hair was, like, a Broadway hit. What else was, like, Jesus Christ Superstar?
Well, there was a movie in 1979.
Yeah. That was based on, the musical started, I believe, in 68 on Broadway.
Yeah. So the 79 was the movie.
And I don't know, Milos Forman was the director. And it had Treat Williams and John Savage and Beverly D'Angelo, among others, in the actual movie. I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever watched the movie.
I don't remember why I did.
It would have been like one of those things back in the day when it been pieces of it were on HBO or something.
I think that's probably why. It was probably at my cousin's house. They had that gigantic satellite dish.
All right. They've got the performance coming up. Beth Creighton and a couple of cast members will be in the studios to talk about that coming up. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 50. Then tonight, clear and lows around 34. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, sunny, highs near 61. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 32 degrees.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief. There's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby. Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there
for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com. Oh.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
That's pretty iconic, I think.
This is the ending refrain of
Yeah, that's
the
sort
song
of the
Aquarius.
End, right, yeah. At the end of the musical. All right. The other one of the time, do you remember Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yes.
Did you ever see that?
I did not. I may be getting my Jesus things wrong, but that's not the coat of many colors thing, is it?
That would be Joseph in the Amazing
okay.
Green Coat.
Okay, yeah, see, I knew it's Jesus, Joseph, whatever.
Jesus Christ Superstar was a 1970 rock opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber before he gave all of those annoying cats.
He should have stopped while he was ahead.
Yeah, it all felt a little sort of pretentious at the time. I was only like four, but I think my pretentious meter was working. Anyway, we'll tell you about the Pelican production coming up. There's something new happening at Xfinity, and it's all about you. Yeah, you. Because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity. What does that mean? It means you can get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Say what you want TV, but just the sports and news channels? Done. Xfinity has flexible channel packs to let you customize your entertainment. Or maybe your family wants super fast internet to power 25 devices and the latest in home security. Xfinity has you covered. Simply choose the internet speed that's right for you and add additional services like home security with just a few clicks. And if you're a gamer that really wants really, really fast internet and none of the other stuff like landlines or kids' channels, perfect. Just pick your internet speed. Forget about packages with extra channels or services you don't want. It's time to customize your own package just the way you like it. Go online today and check it out for yourself. You can see the price adjust as you customize and watch the savings add up. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/customize, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Life is all about customize, right? The idea of, like, pausing your television to run to the other room, now you can just take it with you, your tablet, your phone, your TV. I love the Xfinity mobile app. And I love the speed. I watched The Highwaymen over the weekend on Netflix. Do you know this story? This is Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
Bonnie and Clyde, right?
No. Well, yes, it's the Bonnie and Clyde story, but it's told from the perspective that no one ever talks about, which are the lawmen that hunted down Bonnie and Clyde. Why do you suppose that Bonnie and Clyde were celebrities?
I don't know. I really don't. I've always kind of been curious about that story. Like, how at a time, were they celebrities because it was so unusual?
No, it was after literally you had people in abject poverty, right? You had an unbelievable condition in the country, and you had, I think they were the Kardashians. Do you know what I mean? Of the time, as shallow as that sounds, you're going through an unbelievable depression in the country, right? They start robbing banks. And they just killed people right and left. I mean, they were murderers.
They were murderers.
By the way, Faye Dunaway playing Bonnie in the movie gave everybody the impression that Bonnie had blonde hair. She had red hair. And so The Highwaymen is a movie about two former Texas Rangers sort of at retirement age brought back to chase them down. And Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson played that. Frank Hamer and Mamie Galt were the real-life characters. And Frank Hamer is the most famous Texas Ranger in all of Texas Ranger lore and history.
Walker would disagree.
Chuck Norris played one on TV, but thank you for playing along. He was an actual Ranger. And so there was a governor at the time, a female governor, and she's played by Kathy Bates in the movie. Her husband was impeached, and then she was elected, and she was crooked as all get out, but she really decimated the Texas Rangers, and then it came back after her term. But they hunted down Bonnie and Clyde. It's an interesting, I wouldn't call it great, but it's solid. It's on Netflix. It's called The Highwaymen. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best cost less. Governor J.B. Pritzker is reminding low-income taxpayers to see if they're eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit. It's recommended that workers earning $54,000 or less familiarize themselves with the EITC. Illinois Department of Revenue spokesperson Terry Hortzman says people often miss out on the credit. Taxpayers have to meet certain income and residency qualifications and have to file a tax return, even if they don't owe or are under the usual threshold for filing. More information is available online at tax.illinois.gov. Decatur Fire Department crews, in collaboration with the Decatur Water Department, will be flushing and flow testing approximately 1,200 city fire hydrants this month. The fire department says this is a necessary step to keep the city's nearly 4,500 fire hydrants ready for use. The flushing might cause temporary discoloration of water. Although there is no safety or health issues associated with the discolored water, residents should make sure the water is clear before doing laundry. A map of the areas being tested is available on City of Decatur's website. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are more than 2,000 flight delays nationwide. Planes were kept on the ground for a while because of computer problems with a flight planning system.
Some of the major airlines that were impacted by this, Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Delta. The FAA says the outage impacts every airline using the system called AeroData.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. The rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside a clothing store he owned in Los Angeles. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
The other two who were hurt are recovering. Detectives are canvassing the area for any surveillance video that might help in the investigation. Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. Hussle was a respected rapper who earned a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album this year for his major label debut, Victory Lap. Hussle leaves behind a fiance and a daughter.
He was 33 years old. This is Fox News.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Fall.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, you can expect clear skies, lows around 34 degrees for your Tuesday. Sunshine once again, highs around 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61. It's 31 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Jim Croce, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. And coming up here in just a little bit, we'll tell you about the production of Hair with the folks from Millikan University. But right now, it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Friday, and the Dow was up 211 points to 25,928. For the first quarter of 2019, the big board was up 11%. The S&P 500 added 13%, while the NASDAQ composite rose 16%. This was the strongest quarterly performance for the S&P 500 dating back to the second quarter of 2009. Investors were encouraged by comments from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin Mnuchin that indicated recent trade discussions between the United States and China had proven to be constructive. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.68%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 1.11%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.43%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 11 32nds, yielding 2.445%. Gold futures were down $1.70 at $1,296.60. Crude oil futures were up 65 cents at $60.80 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 26,120, a positive 191 points. ADM at 43.19, Ameren 73.01, Caterpillar 137.74, Norfolk Southern 191.43, PPG 113.94, Tate and Lyle 37.82, and Mueller Water 10.23. And I close with a quote from Ann Landers. Nobody gets to live life backward. Look ahead. That is where your future lies. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, why is it that we've always celebrated the criminals and not the law enforcement people that track them down?
Yeah, because
I watched The Highwaymen over the weekend. It was a new release. By the way, this thing goes back. They planned this movie. This was originally around Paul Newman and Robert Redford. That's how far back this project goes in Hollywood. That's what I love about the Netflix sort of slash Hulu slash Amazon thing is that more stuff gets done. Right? And if I said to you, Frank Hamer, would you have any idea who I was talking about?
I'd never heard it until you said it, honestly.
The name?
Yeah.
And why is that, do you think?
Probably for the very reason you said. We celebrate the criminals more than we celebrate the...
Frank Hamer was a Texas Ranger. His real name, by the way, check this out. Is this a great Texas Ranger name? His real name is Francis Augustus Hamer. And he was... His claim to fame in 1934 was tracking down and killing Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. Do you know how many people attended Bonnie Parker's funeral?
How many?
20,000 people.
What? Where was it held?
Well, they were from Texas, right? I mean, they were killed in Louisiana. I'm assuming at her home. But 15,000 people came to Clyde Barrow's funeral. They were like the Kardashians of their time if the Kardashians were out shooting people with machine guns. If I said to you, do you know who Melvin Purvis is?
I do know Melvin Purvis.
Why do you know who Melvin Purvis is?
I think probably because I saw the movie.
And what movie would that have been?
He was the FBI agent that pursued...
Public Enemies was the name
Public
of the movie.
Public Enemies, that was the...
Christian Bale played
Melvin Purvis.
Melvin Purvis. Who did he hunt down? Now, see, this is weird that you know who Melvin Purvis is, but you can't tell me who he is that he hunted down. Even the fact that Johnny Depp played him.
Yeah, the Johnny Depp's character.
John Dillinger. Melvin Purvis also brought down Babyface Nelson and Pretty Boy Floyd. Do you know what his nickname was? Little Mel.
Little Mel.
He was 5'4".
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale looked much taller.
Yeah, they couldn't get Tom Cruise for an appropriate role.
Really, I know.
But why is it that John Dillinger is the famous one, or Babyface Nelson, or Pretty Boy Floyd, or Bonnie and Clyde? So we've always had this kind of thing where we want to put the wrong side up as sort of the hero. I mean, like, nothing's really changed, right? You think about people being in the streets rioting. 20,000 people went to Bonnie Parker's funeral after they killed lawmen and police officers.
That's insane to me.
Robbed banks all across the United States of America. But that's the way it was played. Anyway, Highwaymen, like Public Enemies, actually kind of similar movies, right? Solid, not great. I mean, if you're looking for like an earth-shattering experience, this probably isn't going to do it for you. But if you want just a good old piece, think about what it was like to hunt down criminals back then. No two-way radios,
no
ways of communication. 1934. Well, they had machine guns.
Oh, yeah. There was that.
It was just a different time. And don't you like Woody Harrelson? But I tell you, I think Kevin Costner is the interesting character in the movie. What do you think of Kevin Costner, old man?
I kind of like him, to be honest.
Okay.
I think he looks better.
Old man Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
He aged well.
How old do you think Kevin Costner is, by the way?
Couldn't even begin to guess. I'm going to go 62.
Okay. You think that's close?
I have no idea.
I would say he's playing older than 62 in the movie. That doesn't mean that in real life. And Woody Harrelson does a great job. He was born in 1955. So he's 11 years older than I am, which would make him 63 going on 64.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, no, that's not right. You're not that. No, you are.
Oh, but that's funny.
No.
Can you just come in here on Monday just to do that?
No, honestly, because I realized I forgot I was 41.
Okay. There you have it. So his day and age of sort of the leading man kind of thing, probably, right, passed. But he's got this aging sort of thing that works pretty well. The Highwayman. You can check it out. We also watched Creed 2, by the way. Let me rephrase that. You started Creed 2. Did you have no interest in seeing the whole film?
I honestly just want to know the outcome. I might just Google it.
You don't know the outcome? Like, I mean, have you not been to a Rocky movie before? You don't
know
the outcome?
I know the outcome. I just want to know, is it going to be that Drago's son and Creed's son, like, become friends?
No.
Just...
You know what I didn't know going into the movie?
What?
Because this is based on the ridiculous Rocky Russia movie, right? Where Apollo Creed gets killed by Drago and then, you know, Brigitte Nielsen and then Sylvester Stallone goes to like Siberia or whatever to train in the winter to take on this machine. Do you remember the original? But Brigitte Nielsen shows up in this movie.
As Drago's...
Because
that's the mom.
The former wife.
Yes.
And mother of the son who's now the boxer.
How'd she look?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to report that she looked better than she did.
I'm going there now.
Okay.
I remember she was, wasn't she with Flava Flav?
Yeah, there was a time when she was like a reality TV back in like the VH1 days. But that's longer ago than you think.
Well, she didn't look that bad.
Are you looking at it like a
recent photo?
And how do you know?
Because I'm looking at when she was a hot mess with Flava Flav.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look that bad.
No, she doesn't. So she makes a return appearance in the film? I thought it was pretty good. I liked the guy, Michael Jordan, that plays Creed. And he was also in the Black Panther. You remember when he was a little kid on The Wire?
Gosh, that's weird, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Anyway, a couple of options for you to watch. And then we're all waiting for the return of Game of Thrones. Billions is back on. If you're not watching that show, you really have to. Natalie Beck and I were talking about that during the break. She's a big fan. Love that show. How good is Paul Giamatti in that particular
role? He's so good.
Like, you just like root to like hate him, right?
You do.
All right. We've got to take a break. When we get back, we're going to tell you about Hair. And Hair the musical. Beth Creighton will be in with a couple of cast members, and we'll give you all the details on one of your favorite Broadway hits. On the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A home run of the Cardinals win it.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. on. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor, Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Okay, I'm really starting to have sort of a Sybil moment with all the bump music today. Are we just jumping like as far apart as we can every song?
Maybe.
Is there any? It's just so random today. We go from like, Beth, help me out here. I mean, we go from like Cheap Trick to Tom Jones. I mean, I can't do this.
She's eclectic.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is that what
she,
we call it?
Not me.
No. There's two females, two she's back in the MCR today because we're training Rachel on the board. So
awesome.
I think she's picking the bump music and it just jumps all over the place. I mean, there's got to be like kind of a theme, right?
I mean,
if I come to see Hair, you can't just break into Jesus Christ Superstar. You got to do Hair.
That would be correct.
Right?
We're a little more limited in our choices.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you in, and we're going to tell you all about this and introduce. You got a couple of cast members with you here.
Sure. So this is Aria Hawkins. She is a junior musical theater major, and she plays Sheila, who is our lead protester in Hair the Musical.
Right.
And this is Roberto Graff. He also goes by Tito. and he plays Claude, who is one of the main characters. He's the one who has the draft card and has to decide whether or not he's going to burn it.
Okay. Now, it's been a long time since I have. I mean, the musical was, I think, on Broadway somewhere around 68 or something like that. It was off Broadway maybe a year or two before. So I was born in 66. So I kind of grew up in this sort of era a little bit.
Yeah.
Then I remember when the movie came out.
Yes.
The movie was bad, I think.
It is
okay.
Terrible.
Good. All right. So my recollection of that is okay. But you're probably introducing this to a brand new audience that maybe has no concept about it at all, right?
For sure. And even I was born in 1979, so I have probably researched this show more than any other show I've ever worked on. I have had to Google so many people and terms. So we're really excited about spreading, you know, a new show and to a new audience.
Okay, we'll give you all the details, but I want to find out. I mean, so was this material new to you?
Well, I know I have personally loved this show for years. And so, you know, when I found out that it was going to be in, you know, the School of Theater and Dance's season, I was, you know, overjoyed.
You were stoked. All right.
For like a good year.
But where did you get introduced to it the first time?
Yeah, primarily in high school. I had a friend at a different school who was doing a production of it. And, you know, like many productions of Hair are, you know, it was a lot of like, ooh, we're hippies, this is fun, it's 60s. But, you know, I took some time on my own to listen to the recording, and, you know, I just really started to fall in love with the music and the story that was being told. And,
right.
You know.
All right, Roberto or Tito, whichever you prefer. And when did you first get introduced to this?
Well, I had actually never heard of Hair until Milliken announced that we were doing it. And I was like,
okay, I'm going to think that you're probably more in line with most kids on campus,
yes,
right?
Yes, I very much am. But I started doing the research, and I had no idea that the subject like mattered, that it held. And I was just so ready to, like, you know, be a part of the show when it was all happening. I was like, the story, the message that it sends, the conversation it sparks, like, it's like it's something that needs to be told, I guess, now more than ever.
All right. The thing about Hair, or to me, history, you know, and you guys, what you're doing here is musical history. It shows you that we're really, you know, life sort of cycles in and out. I mean, I think that there's a certain aspect of the younger generation that thinks that this is the only time there's been sort of turmoil or protest in the streets or people not trusting their government or you know, whatever. And what you really see is, okay, 50 years ago,
right,
they were doing the exact same thing, and probably 50 years from now, we don't really change all that much. We go through this.
Yeah.
It's a process. But I think people are surprised because this is their life they're living now, that there's not maybe the context of this has sort of always been a part of this country. And I think Hair, you could almost take today in 1968 and sort of lay it on top of each other, and you would be hard pressed, maybe different arguments or different concerns, but sort of in the streets, not trusting government, growing up in America, and what do we learn? And then told with music, because music is still the greatest way in the world to communicate.
sure.
As long as you're not too pretentious.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But it has a point of view. So do you like the music? I the whole hippie thing for me is such a hard thing for me to wrap my arms around. Just the whole, I mean, when I look at Woodstock and I look at the time, I just want like, oh, showers. you know, I mean, that's just the thing I think of. So you now talk to me. What am I going to find if I come see this? You know, that maybe I have this sort of bent towards sort of the hippie lifestyle. It's really not about that.
No, it's not. And as cliche as it sounds, I mean, music is a universal language, and I think that particularly in this show, there are 50 songs, I would guess.
Really?
And when you think about how many of them became radio hits, you know, Hair, the title song, yeah. Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Good Morning Starshine, all of those.
There's some iconic stuff.
Yeah, because they're all about 2.5-3 minutes long. But they've had so much music to learn. And the music is, in my opinion, and I'm a little biased, is what tells the story. You know, as a musician in the show, we have maybe 3 or 4 moments where we have a scene that lasts more than 30 seconds. But most of the show is told through music. So it's exciting.
Okay, let's get to the details. April 11th through the 14th. And this is going to be at Albert Taylor Theater, right?
Yes, inside Schilling Hall.
A lot of folks in the community have never been. I mean, it's a great place.
Yes, it's a gorgeous theater. And if the biggest building, you know, the iconic Millikan Building, Schilling Hall, it's on the second floor right in the middle. You can't miss it.
Okay, so tickets are $18 to $20, depending on location. And then tell me about the shows. Like, when do they happen?
Right. So we open Thursday, April 11th. And then we have shows Thursday and Friday evening at 7:30. Saturday, we do a 2-show day. We have a matinee at 2 and an evening show at 7:30. And then we close on April 14th at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Now, there's some fun events in and around this that I want to talk about. But first of all, audience should know. I would guess. I mean, you would hope people would know. I mean, there's some language. There's some stuff. I mean, this isn't for young children.
Probably not.
Or those easily offended.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. I have, in fact, told my dad. I said, please don't come.
Really?
Yes. See, I just said, I don't want to hear about it later, about how you're offended. So we just like to put it out there, and then people can make their own choice.
But, I mean, I remember at the time, or at least recalling the time, I mean, the nudity involved in the original Broadway paper, that was a huge controversy.
It was. Now, we're not doing that. I will say that.
Okay.
But yes, there are so many other controversial things in this show. We sort of decided we don't need to add one more.
Okay, let me ask you two as students. I have this sense that the people of your generation, meaning people, you know, who are doing this right now, that sometimes you guys shy away from controversy or having tough conversations, and we talk about safe spaces and people worrying about being offended. You guys are artists, right? I mean, we're supposed to generate conversation, right?
Right.
Isn't that what life's about?
Exactly. And I think that, you know, in trying to hold these conversations at least in the most socially responsible way that we can, and, you know, doing so through our art and using that as our activism, you know, I think this show gives us the best opportunity to start having those kinds of conversations. And
it's also, I think, the broadest way to bring people together, because the love of music is sort of like captures a lot of different demographics and ages and thoughts, right? Yeah. I mean, because you can find something you share in common, which is the love of the music, the art. And I think that maybe if we used it more for that than we did just constantly dividing everybody, we'd be better off. So tell me about, we were talking about the Hippie Memorial in Arcola.
Yes.
I had no idea a few years ago this thing was even there.
Didn't either.
And we went down for some reason. I think they've got these art murals that are pretty cool that these artists come in and do in communities. And then we're like, okay, Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy, whatever, the dolls. And then we're like, it's like a hippie memorial in the middle of like Amish country.
I had no idea. And I just sort of happened upon it in some research. And I said to our director, you know, it'd be really fun to take a little field trip down there one Saturday when we're in rehearsal. So we did in late February, and it was a great morning. We were only, in our second week of rehearsal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a great chance for us to spend some time together and go and meet some quote-unquote real hippies.
All right. Tell me about what's happening on April 5th, this Crosswalk musical.
Yes. So James Corden on The Late Late Show, he has done Crosswalk musicals. Basically, the light turns for you to cross the street, and instead of just walking across the street, you come out and you do 25 seconds of the show. So we're doing that this Friday at noon, during the noon hour, at the intersection of Fairview and Main.
All right, so people will, you know, don't be alarmed. Okay?
That's right. Don't be scared.
This is all planned. Okay, and then also you're doing with a partnership with Hair We Share with the Spa Villa as well.
Yes, so Headline Spa Villa here in Decatur has partnered with us, and right now I have four people on docket who are going to get their hair cut after the show on Sunday, and what's really cool is that we can send those ponytails in to Hair We Share and then track them, so we'll be able to see the final wig and see who gets to wear it and sort of build a connection with them.
All right, well, you're doing a lot of great stuff in and around this. So yeah. The performances, once again, April 11th through the 14th. At the Albert Taylor Theater. And then how do people get tickets?
You can visit the Kirkland box office, or you can call them at 424-6318, or you can go to their website.
All right, great stuff. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we got sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 34. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. Currently in downtown Decatur, it is 28 degrees.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Always impressed by the talents of those kids, right?
Oh, I know.
And their personalities.
Exactly.
They're entertainers. Love that. Hair, the musical. That will be April 11th through the 14th. Have you ever been to the Albert Taylor Theater? It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
I mean, most people go to Kirkland to see things. There's some really great, great seats, and I love that intimate theater, Albert Taylor Theater. I kind of want to go now. I'm not going to lie.
You want to see hair now, huh?
I'm intrigued.
All right.
I'm intrigued. I think it'll be fun. All right. Well, hey, the rest of this week, I should mention, we're training Rachel because you're going to be gone part of the week. You'll be here through Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And tomorrow, we've got a, by the way, your last chance for Heinkel's coming up in just a couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow, we'll have our winner announced. And then also tomorrow, we're going to do a full Cardinals Hour. Kevin Burhaney and Brett Jugger are coming in. We're going to have more giveaways. We're going to kick off the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne and the NowDecatur.com ticket window presented by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. All that, plus Dan Hampton joins us tomorrow, who will be the speaker a little bit later this week at the Community Leaders Breakfast. All right, so caller number what? You pick the number at 875-1340.
I'm going to need caller number 35 because I need to get her out of the show.
All right, caller number 35 at 875-1340. Right now will be our final qualifier. And we're giving away great Heinkel's meat product every day. But tomorrow morning, out of all those qualifiers, one person is going to win two tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Padres. Opening day, that's this Thursday. Okay? Call at 35 at 875-1340. If you missed any of our interviews today,
Podcasts are presented by Jirger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can get them anywhere podcasts are available, including the iTunes Store, or just go straight to the Nowdicator app or the Nowdicator page. And for all those election interviews for tomorrow, all of those podcasts are lined up on the election interview page if you want to do any last-minute research. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Tomorrow is the consolidated.